Hi there, Mark. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director, and Jesse wanted me to get on the line here to get you the details and, of course, answer any questions you might have. Also, though, to apply a significantly reduced rate for your well-established business. And happy Thursday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Good. And yours?
Not bad. Not bad at all. Thank you very much for asking. Mark, I've got your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with the different places that a business can appear on the first page, right? And Jesse says that you're doing all of Miami-Dade, so this would include both the local search engine optimization, so you show up in that local pack or the map that pops up near the top of the page. You'll also have paid Google ads that will run throughout your entire service area, get you found very quickly, and start getting you those phone calls. Now, I'm looking right at your website right now, and I actually like the look of your website. It is, of course, it's Google compliant. It is mobile optimized, it's user friendly, a lot of information about the services that you provide. The only problem with your website is that it's kind of hard to find. I mean, basically at this point it's a digital business card. You have to hand it out to people who already know the name of your company. Our service would put your business on the first page of that person's search without them already knowing the name of your business, just doing keyword searches for any of the services you provide, the roofing or the shutters or really any of the services that you're wanting to provide to the public. They'll call you directly. You know, the calls come directly to you. You're not paying for the lead, the click, the call, or the job, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do. It's a flat rate. It's not just for Google. Google, Bing, you'll have all the content, of course, that those search engines look for and ultimately do use to determine what companies they'll display in that local map or that pack result. So, for example, you'll have a Yelp listing, a Facebook page for your company, Superpages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce, almost 70 different destinations and directories, all of them equally important to the search engines, all of them talking about your services and your service area and then linking back to your website. Of course, we'll attach your website directly to the Google Ads as well. Now, it is a month-to-month service. There's no long-term contract. Our job is just to simply keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. That being said, as a very well-established company, you qualify for a legacy rate, which is the lowest rate that we offer to the public, and it's a rate that would stay with you as long as you stay with us. So every single month, in this case, you'll be saving exactly $300 off the normal cost of the service, and it does bring the rate down by a little bit over 50% from all the way at $599 a month down to just $299 a month. And the $299 is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees, and even the Google paid ads would be included in that rate. Now, of course, with the calls coming directly to you, I'm sure that's something that you would want for your business, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, Google it, right? It's what people say and it's what people do, and it's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. It's the real power of this particular listing. For most of the services that we need, we don't always know who to call, and nobody bothers to call their dad anymore to find out who they should call. Nobody uses the Yellow Pages. But we do go online. We get on a smartphone or hop on a computer, type in a couple of keywords. 9 times out of 10, we're going to call someone that we see on that first page. Now, of course, those guys get more phone calls, more opportunities, and ultimately do more jobs, but they're not on that first page because they've been doing it longer than you have or do a better job than you can do or have a bigger company. They're just on the first page because they have more content online relating to that particular search than their competitors have. So we'll certainly create that content for your company. And as a well-established business, from a consumer standpoint, if I was a customer needing your services and I saw your website on that first page, you'd definitely be the guy that I would call. Now, you are going to get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll see exactly how much work you're getting. You'll see where the work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each search. You'll know which clients even found you from the paid ads, the local map, or individual directories. Now, did you have any questions for me?
No, sir. Pretty detailed there.
Yeah, and it's very straightforward, and the pricing is, you know, obviously pretty easy to to understand and to know to expect. It is just that same flat rate. It would only bill once a month on the same date. In fact, since you've already got a website for you, what I'd be willing, obviously there's still a lot more content that we have to create, but I wanted to reduce the cost of your setup fee. There's usually a one-time setup fee that attaches to the first month to help us offset the cost of creating that content. But I would take $200 off of that setup fee. It would just be a one-time setup fee of $99. It attaches to just the first month. That means the entire first month with all the programming and everything involved would only be $398. And then every month after that, it would drop down to that flat rate of $299. Now, I see it as Addison Metal Additions, or with the INC. How did you want the business to be branded online? With the INC included or not?
Well, I actually just switched my company name, and now it's Addison Roofing and Gutters.
Okay. More in line with the services.
Yeah, because I used to do a lot more stuff when I first started, but then, I figured out that was super hard to do, so that's why I had Addison Metal Additions, because I was trying to do everything metal, but
gotcha.
Too many different things was too hard.
You're right. Yeah. So Addison Roofing and Gutters would be the way you want the company to be branded.
Shutters.
Oh, Shutters. Yeah. I was gonna say because the website has Shutters.
Yes, I already did it through SunBiz, got it incorporated and everything like that.
I see.
I just haven't done everything 100%. You know, like I got to go change my license and all that stuff. I haven't followed through with that because it just happened last month. Maybe two weeks ago.
The timing is perfect then. Timing is perfect then. It's a great chance for us to rebrand your business as Addison Roofing and Shutters. All the content that we'll create, the Google and Bing listing, the 70 different directories, we'll have you branded as Addison Roofing and Shutters. The phone number is still the same, though, the one that you would want your customers to call, the one on the website, the 305-245-9860. Yes. Is that also the best number for us to reach you, Mark, regarding your account?
305-506-7772.
7772 or 17 7772. Okay. So that's the best number for us just to use internally to contact you, not the number to promote for the business. The 9860 number is the one for the business.
I'm going to switch to both, that would be both of them.
Okay. So, but 305-506-7772 for you. And then obviously just let us know when you want us to promote that number for the business as well. And then I did want to ask you, because I know you're service based. Of course, you go out to the property to do that work. No one ever does come to you first or during that process at all, right? Because I do see a physical address, the 20231 Southwest 321st Street. But you don't see customers come to you at that address, right?
No, sir. That's just my office. We're out of my house because when the recession came, I let go of the warehouse and I've learned to deal with it. Maybe this might turn stuff around. I've been able to function this way and save a lot of money, but obviously it would be a lot easier to have a warehouse again, but it just depends. Then the little pandemic came when I was thinking about getting back into one, and then it's like, well, everything's super high right now. It's like three times as much as when I had one back in the early 2000s.
Okay. Well, the reason that I'm asking, and Google actually knows that most service-based businesses, where the business goes out to the customer, most service-based businesses are run from the home, or even if it were a small office or a shop or a warehouse. If you don't see customers come to you, Google prefers to not list any physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would. They will, though, just list you city and state. That's homestead, right? No zip code, though, will be listed for your business, and certainly not any physical street address. And then, Mark, is that M-A-R-K, M-A-R-C?
M-A-R-K.
Okay. And what is your last name, Mark?
Addison.
Oh, just like the business name. That makes a lot of sense. And then I was looking on the website for an email address. Again, this is really more for us to contact you regarding your account.
Sure.
But I didn't see an email.
Addison Metal. Uh-huh. It's addisonmetal@bellsouth.net.
Okay. And then when we contact you, we do use phone, text, email. Usually the method that is most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you. Certainly for longer pieces of information, we'll email it out to you, especially if we want you to have it for your records. Do you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any or all?
All is fine,
Okay.
Text, email,
okay.
I get them.
Perfect. So I'll put any on there, maybe text preferred. And then, Mark, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would actually do a couple of things. One, I will schedule a follow-up call from one of our technicians. That's kind of where we dot the I's and cross the T's. We call it a client interview. We want to make sure that we verify information off of your website, information that I have, that we've got the hours of operation that you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business if you want, for example, for us to brand you as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call and a couple of other things as well. What I would do now, though, to secure the listing for Addison Roofing and Shutters is to read what's called a voice verification. It's actually required of us as Google Premier Partners. It does get recorded through the computer, and it does attach to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is month to month, that we're reducing both the subscription cost and the one-time setup fee. It is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question, but it is pretty straightforward. Okay?
All right.
Mr. Addison, give me just a second here to get that set up. Okay. So, Mark, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Mr. Addison. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, Mark, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Okay.
I have it as Addison Roofing and Shutters. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Sorry, I thought you were just going over it before it actually went. Yes, Addison Roofing and Shutters Inc.
And did you want the Inc. to be part of the branding of the business? I mean, it is a personal preference.
I'm gonna actually change it to LF in the first of the year. So.
Gotcha. Okay, so we'll have that right now as Addison Roofing and Shutters, and then you can, if you need to change it, we can always change it. Even if it's an Inc., a Co., or an LLC, I always recommend just leaving that part of it off and just the branding of the business itself.
Sure.
So I've got that. And then just to be clear, the AND, or the AND between the roofing and shutters, is actually spelled out and not the ampersand for the word itself, the symbol?
No, just the symbol. It's just the AND
symbol for the word? The AND symbol. Okay, so I'm glad that I asked that. So I've got that as Addison Roofing and Shutters with the ampersand, the symbol for the word and not the word itself spelled out. And then, Mr. Addison, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Mark Addison, and the president, owner.
Okay. And then, Mark, as the president and owner of Addison Roofing and Shutters, you are, of course, then authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course. I'm sure you make all the decisions for your company. And then, Mark, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, Mark, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is, in fact, important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Since our job is to make sure that your phone is ringing, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, text messages, emails, too, coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mark, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course. And as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do very well with this service. Now, Mr. Addison, it says, in hiring local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason we ask is all of the content that we'll be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will make sure that your business information online stays accurate and consistent, Google compliant. We're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone else who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know. Mark, that's fair enough, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure at this time that there's no physical address appearing for your business online, that the business name is showing as Addison Roofing and Shutters with the ampersand and not the word spelled out. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so that we can make sure that your business information online is accurate and consistently branding the same way across the board. Now, with it being a month-to-month service, with us reducing both the subscription cost and the one-time setup fee, this next part reads as follows. It says, your initial payment, the payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will in fact be charged today, the 9th of December, in the very discounted total amount of $398. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 9th of the month and the further discounted rate of $299. And again, Mark, that $299 is a fixed flat rate, meaning it will never go up on you, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. There's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead generation fees whatsoever. In fact, my company will incur the hard costs of running the paid Google ads on behalf of your business. This does also include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches, too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and Cortana on a smartphone, etc. Now, since it is a month-to-month service, completely at will, that does, of course, mean that you may absolutely discontinue your agreement at any time for any reason or pause it, too, whether you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation, by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Addison, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. Mark that simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Addison, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
And then that first payment, Mark, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
A Visa.
And is it your name on the card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
It's both, but it's still under Addison Metal Editions.
Okay, gotcha. And then Mark Addison on the card, no middle initial on that particular card?
There is. My middle name is on there, Carson.
You said Carson, C-A-R-S-O-N?
C-A-R-S-T-O-N.
Oh, Carsten with the T in there. Okay. And then you said that was a Visa card. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4427-3225-2164.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
4950.
And then the expiration month and year?
0322.
03 of 22, and then the last three digits on the back of the card?
167.
167. So I've got 167, 167 on the back of the card, and then 03 of 22, the expiration date, and then was the card itself 4427, 3225, 2164, 4950?
Yes.
Okay. And does that bill at the home address, the 20231 Southwest 321st Street? 33030?
It goes to a P.O. box.
Okay, I think I saw that P.O. box. Is it the one on the website? The P.O. box 343-966? Okay. And then in just about a minute or so here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. You can, by the way, reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That's going to be 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can email the support team 24/7, and if you email the support team, they will, in fact, follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is supports@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute here. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Mark, there is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. In fact, you'll also receive that link by direct text message. And depending on who your phone carrier is, you may even receive that text message before you receive the email. When you receive one or the other or both of those, please do just let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things here real quick before we get off the phone. And then the only other order of business on my end at this point would be to schedule your follow-up call. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for this particular phone call. We do schedule by the hour. The call itself, though, does take only about 25 or 30 minutes. It looks like there is one in the next hour at noon. And in fact, just about one spot available every hour between now and the last one at 6 o'clock. Did you want something earlier in the day or later in the day?
It would come today?
It would be today. Yeah, there's a noon, a 1, okay. A 2 o'clock. There's also 3, 4, or, well, not 3, but 4, 5, or 6 o'clock would be available. Again, it's a one-hour window. The call takes about 25, 30 minutes. You don't have to be in front of a computer. Did you want something towards the end of the day, or did you want to get it done here as quickly as you can?
I go to pick up my son, and I sit in a line between 2 and 3, so that would be perfect.
So you want to schedule it between 2 and 3? That'll be perfect. Yeah, there's the 2 o'clock is available. It is, like I said, a one-hour window, so it'll get you just a few minutes after 2 o'clock, get you off the phone pretty close to 2:30, something like that. You will receive a reminder email at 1, an hour prior to that scheduled phone call, and I'm sending you right now also a calendar invite. The calendar invite really is just more for your records. You don't have to respond to it. But it's going to have local splash CIENG on that, which just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that stands for. It's got your username on there, which is actually just the phone number that we're speaking on, the 9860 number. No dashes, spaces, or parentheses, just the numbers itself. Now, did you receive either the text message or the email?
I got both.
You got both. If you open the text message, it goes directly where we want it to go. The email has the invoice on there as well, and a click here to accept the subscription terms. But if you do either of those, it's going to take you to the local splash terms of experience. We are talking about optimizing your Google listing. We'll manage and mirror the content on Bing as well. The directory submissions are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. Like I said, it's almost 70 additional directories. We don't have to do a landing page there. That's why there's an asterisk. You already do have a website that we will be promoting. We will do the Google Ads, etc. If you scroll down about two-thirds of the way underneath where it says SMS communications, we did just want you to verify that the 306-506-7772 number is a mobile optimized number. You can receive text messages on that number. That is correct, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We don't want you to click the box below it because that would be to opt out of SMS or text messages, and we also actually want to be able to send you text messages when we can, phone calls, of course, emails when necessary. So just skip past that, but down towards the bottom, just above that long line that goes across and where it says signature underneath it, above it there's a box that says I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card, of course the card in your name and the business name. We do want you to clarify and verify that you are authorized to use the card, so simply click on that box. And then it's going to want you to either type in or copy and paste the name as it appears. If you copy and paste, just be careful not to copy a space before or after. If you do type it in, it is case sensitive, so the M, C, and A would need to be capitalized there in the Mark Carsten Addison. And then just hit the confirm signature underneath it. That does a couple of things. Actually, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we have reduced both the subscription cost as well as the setup fee. It also does allow us to get you PIN verified and to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know you're complete in getting that done when it's asking you for the username and the password. So the reason it's doing that is this is actually the same client dashboard that you'll be using to access your tracking and your reporting. The system thinks you're trying to do that now. So don't worry about trying to put in your username. I think if you even had a password at this point, it would take you to an error message that the page hasn't been created yet. Like I said, that's just the automated system trying to take you to your tracking and your reporting. But you are all set and squared away on my end. Like I said, that follow-up call is scheduled for 2. You'll get the reminder email at 1. I did send you that that calendar invite as well. But other than that, it is going to be someone else from our client interview team giving you that phone call at 2. But I did want to say welcome aboard. I'm pretty excited to get this going for you, get that website where more people can see you, get your phone ringing, and, of course, start earning your business just 1 month at a time.
All right, perfect.
Real pleasure speaking with you, Mark. You take care. You have a wonderful rest of the day. You enjoy the upcoming weekend.
You too. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye-bye.